WRAL News on Fox 50. Coverage you can count on.
Now at 8, a man is leaving the sanctuary he's lived in for 3 years. How a policy going into effect today is allowing him to go home. Plus.
And we're starting to see a little bit of sunshine breaking out over Goldsboro right now, a little blue sky. We'll talk about the big change that arrives over the weekend and how much colder it will feel. And you're looking live at the line of vehicles outside a vaccination clinic in Johnston County. It doesn't open for a couple hours, but that certainly didn't stop hundreds of people from showing up early since it is first come, first served. People are wanting their COVID-19 vaccine. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Ken Smith. Boy, are we in for a treat later today, even though it's a little cloudy now, but wait, it gets better. Let's get right to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
Yeah, let's take a look. We're going to see increasing sunshine through the afternoon. Already a nice big hole here in Goldsboro, but that is just one hole in the clouds. It's probably going to be much later today into the afternoon before we really start to see a lot of clearing out there. It is 38 in Durham and Raleigh, 38 in South Hill and Goldsboro, 42 in Fayetteville. Our temperatures all morning have been above freezing, which is nice. Nobody's had to really get out and scrape the windshield too much this morning. And it gives us a little bit of a leg up. You know, if we're already in the upper 30s, you know, we're going to climb up a little faster as we heat things up. Here's lunchtime, starting to see a bit more sunshine across the area. And of course, the clouds will continue to slip southward as we head through the afternoon. So we'll see clearing from north to south today. No rain in our forecast today or through the weekend. It looks nice and bright, but colder. And I'm going to show you the change in our weather pattern that's going to help to bring us those colder temperatures coming up in just a little bit. At lunchtime, low 50s. We'll see highs this afternoon in the mid to upper 50s. Brian?
It's 8:01 right now, Elizabeth, and we're just getting word of a crash here in the past few minutes on 64 Business at 540. At the moment, at least, we are not seeing any delays with that. Going to zoom in there with 3D TrueView traffic, show you a couple of crashes I'm following in Knightdale. If you follow the red arrow here, the one at 64 at 540, it's kind of hidden by the 540 shield, but sensors, again, are not indicating we're seeing any backups because of that. An earlier crash near downtown Knightdale on Smithfield Road at First Avenue in the clearing stages, maybe some minor backups according to sensors, but as far as we can tell, not going to slow you down too much this morning. As we take a look around Raleigh, a little bit of a slowdown coming into Raleigh on 40 westbound around the Clayton Bypass before you get into Garner, but clears up quickly in the ride through South and West Raleigh, looking just fine. Over in Durham this morning, 147 looking good in both directions through downtown, just a little bit of a backup forming on 70 right around the East End Connector work zone, pretty typical for this time of day. Back to you.
Brian, thanks. Well, happening today, a new Biden administration policy on deportation will go into effect today. The Department of Homeland Security is pausing some deportations for 100 days. The DHS says it was to make sure there is a fair and effective immigration enforcement system in place. The department did not give any details about who might be offered a stay in their deportation. Now, because of that policy change, a Raleigh man who is an immigrant and a preacher will be going home today. He's leaving the sanctuary where he's lived for more than 3 years. WRAL's Leslie Moreno is live in Durham this morning with his story. Leslie, good morning.
Ken, good morning. After 3.5 years of living in sanctuary, Jose Chicas, who lives here, will finally be going home today at 2 this afternoon without fear of deportation. We've been following his story since 2017 when the government said he had to return to El Salvador. Chicas sought sanctuary here because ICE doesn't make arrests on church properties. The Raleigh pastor and father believes ICE's stance is linked to convictions for impaired driving and domestic violence, which happened over 30 years ago. Chica says he looks forward to being back home with his wife and his four children.
And what is the first thing you want to do when you leave here?
The first thing, you know, I pastor, I give a glory to my God. I pray, I cry, I don't know what happened tomorrow.
Also happening here at 2 this afternoon, the church will be having a socially distanced send-off for Chicas as he gets ready to return back to Raleigh. Live in Durham, Leslie Moreno, WRAL News.
Thanks, Leslie. Let's take a live look right now at the White House. President Joe Biden will be spending his Friday focused on the economic crisis this country is facing. Today at 12:30,
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki will speak alongside the director of the National Economic Council. Then at 2, President Biden plans to receive a briefing on the state of the economy. At 2:45, the president will sign executive orders focusing on the economy. And later, he'll speak virtually with small business owners.
Another drive-through COVID-19 vaccination clinic opening today in Johnston County. You're looking live at Johnston Community College in Smithfield. The clinic this morning is opening at 10 o'clock this morning. Right now, they've already started pre-registration. About 1,000 cars, we're told, have already been in line. The site will stay open until supplies last. It's first come, first serve. People age 65 and older are eligible.
Durham police have been investigating an overnight shooting. It happened on Thornwood Drive. WRL's Brett Neese is there on the scene with the breaking news tracker with what he's learned about the circumstances of this. Brett.
Renee, this is the Stonehill neighborhood. All quiet this morning. And this family here behind me, though, in this home, they're waking up with a couple of bullet holes in the side of their home. I want to give you a closer look with this video here. Take a look at your screen. You're going to see a wider view of the side of the house. But then we're going to zoom in on those two bullet holes, those two small holes right there in the middle of your screen. This shooting actually occurred, though, about a block up on Thornwood Drive. You'll see some orange cones in the middle of the roadway right there. Those are marking several shell casings, kind of at least nine in that intersection. Police tell me that a man was hurt in this shooting. He was shot at least one time, but he's expected to be okay. He was taken to a local hospital, and we're working to find out more information about whether or not police know who the shooter is. Live in Durham, Brett Neese, WRL News.
The CDC recommends getting the flu vaccine and the coronavirus vaccine, but what about getting both shots at the same time? Why the CDC is saying that's a bad idea.
Also, it's been more than 2 weeks since the attack on the U.S. Capitol. Ahead in the next half hour, how the investigation into the riot is intensifying.
And if you live in Goldsboro, this is a live look at what's waiting for you outside. A beautiful morning and a really pleasant afternoon in store. We'll be right back.
You're watching WRAL News, now streaming free. Download and watch live on your favorite devices today. You're watching coverage you can count on with WRAL News.
COVID-19's impact on education has been a trial for many students and their families. Many parents want more control and more choices. In our morning original, where to find help.
Beginning Monday, National School Choice Week comes with a much higher level of interest.
63% of parents in a poll we recently did said they have considered or are considering finding a new or different school for their child.
Andrew Campanella, president of National School Choice Week, says many families are frustrated with how schools adapted to the pandemic. Many turn to emergency remote learning, which is not the same as existing full-time online schools.
In no full-time online school that I know of is a kid ever looking at a computer screen for 6 or 7 straight hours.
This site shows North Carolina has 6 different school choice options, including traditional public schools. Many families chose tuition-free charter schools. North Carolina has more magnet school options than most other states.
Some of the best magnet schools in America are in North Carolina.
While many private schools are expensive, others are more affordable. This site also offers many homeschool resources. Many families do it alone, while others gather in groups.
Where families are bringing their kids together in socially distanced ways to learn together.
And for the past 10 years, National School Choice Week involves school fairs and open houses in every state. Now, of course, everything is online, including a new school finder tool. Look for it on WRL.com.
Time now, 8:11, still to come here on Fox 50 after the riot on the Capitol. Big tech companies took action against misinformation and harmful messaging, but not everyone thinks the crackdown was a good one. Plus, the Olympics are either happening or maybe not. What officials are saying with the clock ticking down to the start of the summer games. Elizabeth.
Here's a live look at Lake Gaston, and there's some blue sky. This is the area that we'll clear first. So I'll show you hour by hour the clearing as it takes place and how warm it'll be through the afternoon. Coming up.
Well, Welcome back at 8:14. This is our camera at the American Tobacco Complex looking at Durham. You can see quite a bit of cloud cover hanging over the triangle, and that's a scene that's playing out not just in the Bull City, but in other parts of our viewing area as well, depending on where you are. But I promise things are going to get better. Let's get right to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner at the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
That's right, Ken. We take a live look at Fayetteville, and you can see a lot of cloud cover here. We're seeing more cloud cover than sunshine right now, but the sun's trying to break out in a few places, and as we head through the afternoon, all these clouds will move southward. So if you are in Fayetteville, unfortunately, you're going to be one of the spots where it takes a little bit longer to see some of that sunshine. If you're up near the Virginia line, you'll see it a lot quicker. But we will see clearing skies and mild temperatures climbing up into the mid-50s to near 60 this afternoon. Over the weekend, we see colder air filtering in. Lots of sunshine, especially Saturday, but some cold mornings, especially Sunday morning, in the low to mid-20s. It's been a few weeks since we've seen temperatures that chilly. Our next big rainmaker comes on Monday. We're looking at easily an inch or more of rain in some places. It's been nice to dry out a little bit, but we're kind of back into a wetter pattern for next week. And that's what we're going to talk about right now. This is the rain on the way. Now, late Sunday, we'll see some clouds moving in, but the bulk of Sunday stays dry. By early Monday morning, there's 7 a.m., you can start to see the rain moving in. We'll see this warm front trying to lift northward. If we're on the north side of this front right here, our temperatures are going to be cooler. This is where the warmer air is. And there's some question about how warm we'll actually get on Monday. Right now, we have temperatures in the 50s in the forecast, but everybody who stays on the north side of this front is going to be a little cooler than that. So just expect it to be a chilly, wet day really all day long. It looks like it may be on the more miserable side. Finally, the front comes through early Tuesday, a little bit of lingering rain into, say, lunchtime on Tuesday, and then that moves out. But behind that cold front, we're going to see some colder air, and I'll show you what that may mean for us coming up in just a minute. Here's our rain timeline for Monday. Just expect it to be a washout of a day. It may not rain all day, but it will be fairly chilly, fairly wet for the bulk of the day on Monday, even into Tuesday. When it's all said and done, could be as much as an inch to an inch and a half of rain in the north and half an inch to an inch down south. We'll get a break on Wednesday, but again, we're behind that front, so colder air will have settled in. And this is Wednesday at lunchtime. We'll start to see the clouds thickening up as a low passes down to our south. This is midnight Wednesday night and then 6 a.m. on Thursday. Now, if you follow snow closely across our area and you realize that there's a high just to our north and a low that's just moved off the coast of South Carolina, you might recognize this as typically a good pattern for us to see snow. Now, of course, this is next Thursday, so this is a system that we'll watch closely. The computer models are both beginning to pick up on it, but it's way, way out. And I'll tell you, there's so many times that the computer models start to pick up on a system 7 days out and it never really materializes. So what we look for about 7 to 9 days out is patterns. Is this a good pattern for snow for us in North Carolina? And it does check the box for that. Now we'll start to look in the next few days. Are the computer models trending with snow? Are they trending away from it? And so that's what we'll be watching for. It's certainly something that we hope you'll check back in with us as we get a little closer to Thursday, but it's a long time between now and then. Again, enjoy some chilly temperatures, but sunshine for much of the weekend. Certainly looks like Monday and Tuesday's system will all be liquid for us. Brian?
It is 8:17 now, Elizabeth, and I'm watching this crash reported in Knightdale, between Raleigh and Knightdale, and getting some new information about it. Unfortunately, the 540 symbol there covers up the crash site itself, but I've learned that this is on 540 there at the Knightdale Boulevard ramp. Not seeing any big delays with this, but just heads up as you head through that area, you could see some police activity. Elsewhere around the triangle, we're looking just fine as we take a live look at I-40 at Chapel Hill Road. Both directions all clear. We'll get an update on those live drive times through Wake County on 40 westbound. All clear through Garner, no delays from 440 out to Wade Avenue. And right now, that trip from Wade Avenue to 540 is a delay-free 5-minute ride. Also in Durham, no trouble on I-40 or the Durham Freeway. Back to you.
Thanks, Brian. Both houses of Congress approved a waiver paving the way for retired General Lloyd Austin to leave the Pentagon. The waiver also allows General Austin to sidestep a law that requires a 7-year gap between active service and becoming defense secretary. General Austin retired from the Army in 2016. Senator Tom Tillis says he'll support his confirmation. General Austin commanded a brigade of the 82nd Airborne Division, was promoted to lieutenant general, and given command of Fort Bragg and the 18th Airborne Corps. If confirmed, he would be the first African-American to run the Department of Defense. A couple of Duke alumni are serving on the National Security Council. Duke's Sanford School of Public Policy posted this photo to Instagram. Caitlin Durkovich will serve as the Senior Director for Resilience and Response, while Ella Lippin will be a Senior Advisor to the Principal Deputy National Security Advisor.
Americans have mixed feelings about social media and tech companies trying to moderate content that could be harmful. After the storming of the U.S. Capitol, tech companies reacted by taking action, removing former President Trump from social media and forcing Parler offline. According to a new Harris poll, 37% of people say they approve of those actions, 28% saying the tech companies went too far.
I love a good conspiracy theory, like saying Sweden is fake. But, you know, some of these other conspiracy theories are truly dangerous.
I don't think censorship is the answer.
A federal judge denied Parler's request for a court order that would force Amazon Web Services to bring it back online. The company got kicked off Amazon's cloud hosting service earlier this month, claiming Parler did not do enough to remove content inciting violence from its site. The new ruling is just a beginning in what could be a lengthy legal battle between the two companies.
A dozen members of the North Carolina National Guard helped with Durham's vaccine rollout. The Guardsmen will support the effort every day as Durham tries to administer as many vaccines as possible. Those administering the shot said they are happy to support the city of Durham. While the CDC recommends getting a flu vaccine and a coronavirus vaccine, it says you should not get them both together. The agency says this is because of a lack of data on getting the vaccines together. Instead, if you've received one of the shots recently, wait at least 14 days before getting the other.
Johnson & Johnson plans to have 100 million coronavirus vaccines by April. That's according to one of the company's board members. The company still has not requested emergency use authorization from the FDA, but Dr. Anthony Fauci says approval is right around the corner. Some advantages to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine: it only requires one shot, and it does not need to be kept at extremely cold temperatures. The AstraZeneca vaccine is also inching closer to requesting emergency use authorization. Dr. Fauci says AstraZeneca is a bit behind Johnson & Johnson, but not too far behind.
A mobile hospital in North Carolina will treat patients as COVID-19 hospitalizations rise. The hospital is in Pineville, about 20 minutes, south of Charlotte, near the South Carolina line. It will treat less critical patients, not COVID-19 patients. The hospital will expand Atrium Health Pineville's capacity by more than 40%.
NC State will be back on the court tomorrow, 10 days after the team was sidelined by two positive COVID-19 cases. State is set to play UNC tomorrow at 2. Contact tracing and daily testing limited opportunities to practice over the past week. Coach Kevin Keach says he and the team have full intentions of being ready for the Tar Heels. The Wolfpack won the first meeting. So far this season, 7 games have been canceled or postponed.
There is no plan B for the postponed Tokyo Games. That's according to the Olympic Committee president. Thomas Bach reaffirmed that the event will be held as scheduled starting on July 23rd. He said they're committed to making the games safe and successful. Overnight, Japan's prime minister says he is determined for the games to proceed.
We want to share some disappointing news out of Mount Olive. We learned the in-person 2020 North Carolina Pickle Festival is canceled for this year. This is video from previous years. Organizers are planning special virtual events, including an online pickle eating contest. The festival was scheduled for the weekend of April 23rd and 24th.
Coronavirus canceled a lot of family vacations last year, but what are your plans moving forward? Go to WRL.com/yourvoice to take our survey and leave a video message that we may use on TV. It's a great chance for us to hear from as many of you as possible.
All right, $970 million. That's the estimated jackpot for Mega Millions. That jackpot is now one of the largest in U.S. history. Be sure to watch the drawing tonight at 11 on WRAL just before our 11 o'clock news.
823 still to come here on Fox 50. It has been weeks since the riot at the U.S. Capitol, and law enforcement is still searching for more suspects. A look at the intensifying investigation.
And vaccine clinics are happening across our area where you or your loved one can get vaccinated today.
Triangle's number one source for news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
It is 8:26. I'm Renee Chu with your top stories. We begin with weather, a really nice day, and then a cold weekend ahead.
That's right. Our temperatures have started above freezing this morning. We've had a lot of cloud cover. This is a live look at Rocky Mount, but a lot of folks seeing just a little bit of a hole in the clouds now. We'll see decreasing clouds as we head through the afternoon and a nice, mild day today. 39 in Roanoke Rapids. It's 38 in Raleigh right now, 42 in Wilson and in Rocky Mount. This afternoon, temperatures will climb from the mid-50s to nearly 60 with increasing sunshine. Brian?
Here at 8:26, I'm just getting a report about a crash on 70 Business around Guy Road. This is not too far from the Wake Johnston County line there. And you see in this most recent update of sensors, we are picking up some delays in both directions of 70 approaching Guy Road. So allow a little extra time through there between Garner and Clayton this morning. An earlier crash getting cleared now from 540 at Knightdale Boulevard. Elsewhere around Wake County, though, major routes are all clear. As we head over to the western side of the triangle, we're looking good on I-85, I-40, and the Durham Freeway. Back to you.
Durham police are investigating an overnight shooting that injured one man and sent bullets into a nearby home. Our breaking news tracker was there on the scene. Police say the shooting happened around 1:30 this morning on Thornwood Drive. That's just north of Highway 98. The man was taken to a hospital. Police say he is expected to be okay. Another drive-through COVID-19 vaccination clinic is today in Johnston County, and you're looking live at Johnston Community College in Smithfield. That clinic opens this morning at 10. It will stay open until they run out of doses. And right now, they're registering people before vaccinations can begin. Our photographer there on scene tells us around 1,000 cars are there already. It's first come, first serve. That parking lot is packed. People ages 65 and older are eligible. Next on Fox 50, what other vaccine clinics are happening around the area.
WRAL News on Fox 50, coverage you can count on.
8:30 on your Friday morning. Thanks for staying with us. I'm Ken Smith.
And I'm Renee Chu. And really a pretty way to start our Friday with that sunrise and the cloud cover, yeah. You know, with the sun peeking through, but still a lot of cloud cover out there. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with when that might start to break up a little bit.
That's right. We're starting to see it break up just a little bit. Definitely more cloud cover than sunshine right now over our view of downtown Raleigh from Dix Park. And we're going to see skies clearing. Our temperatures will continue to warm up. It's 42 in Southern Pines, 39 in Goldsboro, 38 in Raleigh and in South Hill. Gives us a little bit of a leg up on a warmer day. It should be pretty nice this afternoon. You can see on Futurecast some passing clouds, especially for the Triangle area southward as we head through the afternoon. We'll see those clouds finally shifting away from us as we get into the latter part of the day today. So expect increasing sunshine from now on through the day. Our temperatures at lunchtime in the low 50s. We climb into the mid and upper 50s to nearly 60 degrees for our high this afternoon. Coming up, though, we do have some rain in our forecast, not until Monday. We'll talk about how much we may see out of our next system coming up.
A drive-through COVID-19 vaccination clinic in Johnston County. Already hundreds of cars lining up. You're looking live at Johnston County Community College in Smithfield. Pre-registration has already begun there. This will stay open, administering vaccines around 10 o'clock this morning. And this site will remain open until supplies last. We're told from our crew on the scene that the parking lot is completely full and people have been waiting since about early this morning. People ages 65 and older are eligible.
Of course, that's not your only option for a coronavirus vaccine today. Vaccinations continue this morning at Halifax Community College. This clinic is open from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. today and tomorrow. And the Crown Expo Center in Fayetteville will be open for vaccinations on a first-come, first-served basis starting at 1 p.m. Before that, the clinic will open by appointment only.
Now, we've made it easy to find vaccination information throughout the area on WRAL.com and our WRAL News app. There you will find a list of sites county by county. We're walking you carefully through the process. You will also see registration information and eligibility requirements.
A webinar today could provide some clarity on how the Wake County Health Department is prioritizing who gets the vaccine first. More than 47,000 people have requested appointments since Monday. Wake County lawmakers are hosting a webinar tonight at 7 to allow Wake County leaders to break down specifics of the rollout and answer questions.
North Carolina saw an uptick in COVID-19 cases. We'll get another update around noon today. More than 7,100 cases, though, were reported in the last 24 hours, the highest all week. More than 6% of North Carolinians have been diagnosed with coronavirus. We also recorded 139 more deaths and the most in a single day since January 10th. Now, the number of hospitalizations has dropped, however, to the lowest point since January 3rd. More than 3,600 people are being treated for the virus. Our statistics do seem to be trending in the right direction, though. The average number of new cases has dipped below the 7,000 mark a day. Just a few weeks ago, that number was over 8,600. Cardinal Gibbon students will be learning virtually starting today. The school reported 3 new positive cases, 2 students and 1 employee. Classes will stay online through Friday, February 5th. The cross-country state race today and the volleyball state championship tomorrow will go on as scheduled, but all other in-person school events are canceled. The school says the decision to shift to remote learning came at the recommendation of the Wake County Health Department.
Today, on his massive to-do list dominated by the coronavirus pandemic, President Biden is addressing the economic crisis. He'll roll out 2 new orders today to provide economic relief. One expands food stamps and other government assistance, including direct payments to Americans who need them the most. It pauses debt payments for veterans and underscores the right to turn down jobs that put a person's health at risk. The second order establishes a $15 minimum wage for federal workers. Also on the schedule, the daily news briefing will be at 12:30. And at 2:45, President Biden will deliver remarks on the economy. In the evening, he'll meet with the National Economic Council and small business owners. Durham police have been investigating an overnight shooting. One man was hurt and a house was shot into. WRO's Brett Nace reports from the Breaking News Tracker.
This is the Stonehill neighborhood in the eastern part of Durham. And the family in this home here behind me is waking up with 2 bullet holes in the side of their home. Take a closer look at the damage here. You'll see those 2 small holes in the siding right there. But this shooting happened up the street, about a block up the street here on Thornwood Drive. It all happened between 1:30 and 2 this morning. You can see those orange cones marking shell casings. I counted at least 9 in that intersection. Police tell me a man was hurt when he was grazed by one of these shots. He was taken to the hospital but will be okay. We're going to find out more information about whether or not police know who the shooter is. In Durham, Brett Nace, WRL News.
Time now, 8:35. Police have arrested dozens of people connected to the riot at the U.S. Capitol. But they're not stopping there. Next, a look at how the investigation is only getting deeper.
Plus, some states say they are running out of coronavirus vaccines. How dire the situation has become in some places. And let's show you a live picture from Sky 5 right now over Johnston Community College, where a vaccine clinic will be opening at 10 this morning. But the cars are already there. An aerial view of that packed parking lot, a first come, first served basis for this vaccine clinic. We'll be right back.
Jeff Hogan in the Live Center. The FBI has upped its reward to $75,000 now for information leading to the arrest of this person who they believe left pipe bombs outside the Democratic and Republican National Committee headquarters the day of the D.C. riot. 2 devices were found and defused right at those headquarters. The FBI believes this is the person who left them there. Not sure if this person is acting alone or with someone else. They were improvised explosive devices, but the FBI says they could have gone off and caused some serious damage. This person wearing a gray hoodie and a purple backpack as well. $75,000 the reward now. Back to you.
More than 2 weeks have passed since the attack on the U.S. Capitol. Dozens of those involved are facing charges, but federal authorities are still hunting for other suspects. The probe into the deadly incident is only getting deeper. John Lawrence reports.
The probe into the deadly insurrection at the U.S. Capitol is escalating.
The threat of right-wing extremism is here, right? And we saw it on January 6th. And it will continue to be a persistent and real threat to the District of Columbia.
About 120 suspects have been arrested, including Michael Foy of Michigan, who prosecutors allege is seen in this video striking police officers with a hockey stick during the riot.
Anybody involved with that should be prosecuted. I've been very, very clear about that from day one.
Joseph Biggs of Florida and a member of the Proud Boys extremist group is also facing federal charges. Additionally, officials state that images indicate Biggs carried a walkie-talkie device, possibly to communicate with others during the siege.
Definitely there was a element that came prepared and was looking to do nefarious things.
Seven Democratic senators have filed an ethics complaint against Republican senators Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley to see if their actions played any role in the attack or violated ethics rules.
If people did aid and abet, there will be more than just comments from their colleagues here. There'll be prosecution.
Cruz and Hawley have blasted the complaint as political. And now the director of the U.S. Army staff is admitting he may have expressed some concern about the optics of sending more troops to the Capitol when D.C. government and U.S. Capitol Police were asking for them. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Also on at least part of the phone call from officials seeking help during the attack was Army Lieutenant General Charles Flynn, brother of former President Donald Trump's former national security advisor. The Army had earlier denied Flynn was on that call.
840 now, still to come here in Fox 50. Classes are staying virtual for now in Nash County when students could return to the classroom. And have you already received your first COVID vaccine but aren't sure about when you can get your second one? The CDC has encouraging news for people waiting longer to get the second shot. And as we head to a break, your winning Carolina lottery numbers are on your screen. Pick 3-822. Pick 4-3389, and your Carolina Cash 5 numbers this morning, 13, 15, 30, 38, and 42. As we head to break, I want to take you outside once again and give you a live look at the Durham Bulls Athletic Park. We're hoping that in the spring that minor league baseball will return to that park. You can see Carolina blue skies hanging over the deep app right now. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will let you know how wonderful this day will shape up. Welcome back at about 8:44. You're looking live now, courtesy of Sky 5. That's a vaccine clinic in Johnson County at Smithfield Community College. You can see the line of cars have been there for several hours. This vaccine clinic is first come, first served. We're told from our crew on the scene, like more than 1,000 cars are already in place. People ages 65 and older are eligible for this clinic. They've already started pre-registering people, and this the vaccines will be administered starting at 10 o'clock this morning. We'll continue to monitor this situation down there in Johnston County. But after you get the shot, you're in for a treat with a really nice day shaping up. Let's get right to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
That's right, Ken. We are looking at some cloud cover in places, especially in our southern counties. You can see the gray skies here in Fayetteville. And unfortunately, it's the southern counties that are going to hold on to the clouds the longest today. But we will see some gradual clearing from north to south as we head through the afternoon. And a nice afternoon. Temperatures in the mid-50s to nearly 60. Then tonight and tomorrow, we're going to see a push of colder air coming in, bringing us a chilly weekend, especially the overnight lows. Mainly Sunday morning, we'll drop into the low to mid 20s. And it's been several weeks since we've seen temperatures quite that chilly. And then our next big weather maker doesn't come in until early Monday. So we have from now all the way through the weekend to get outside and stay dry. There's definitely some rain down to the south, but you can see as we go through time with our satellite and radar loop, a lot of that rain is fizzling out near the North Carolina line and shifting down into South Carolina. You can also see the back edge of the clouds up here near Virginia. Those clouds are starting to thin out in some places, and all of this will continue to move away from us. Here's a look at that as we check Futurecast. You can see here at 10 a.m. Some sunshine trying to break through the clouds. The clouds are going to hang around until, say, lunchtime or so, and then slip on southward. We're going to end up with high pressure building in. High pressure systems tend to bring us dry conditions. We have sinking air within a high pressure system, but they also rotate clockwise. So in this position, this high is fun. Cold air into North Carolina. I mean, we have a direct line from Canada, so it will feel colder. We'll see afternoon highs probably about 10 degrees colder tomorrow and for Sunday than we will today. So that's why I keep saying, hey, get out this afternoon. It should be pretty nice. It'll be dry for the weekend, but it'll just feel colder with that high building in over us. Tomorrow morning, if you'd like to be out early Saturday morning, 31 Fayetteville and Clinton, 26 South Hill, 25 in Roxboro, but even colder for Sunday morning. Look at this, 23 in Durham, 24 Raleigh, 23 Southern Pines, 22 in Rocky Mount and South Hill, and 21 up in Roxborough. So definitely a chilly start. Now, the afternoons are going to be fine. We'll see plenty of sunshine Saturday, some increasing clouds on Sunday, but 47 Saturday, 49 on Sunday. And you know, when it's sunny, it always feels a little nicer. Then our next system comes in and brings us a good chance of rain on Monday. Monday will be a soaker. I mean, it's going to be pretty much an all-day rain with some cool temperatures, but not cool enough for anything frozen. So 58 or so today, and then 47 Saturday, 49 on Sunday. Looking at temperatures in the 40s to around 50 on Monday with nothing but rain. That rain tapers off, and then we have some colder air that moves in for Thursday. Back to you.
So if you've been working from home for the past several months, you might be looking for a change of scenery. What about a view like this? The Durham Bulls have you covered. You can work from a suite at the ballpark. WRAL's Out and About editor Kathy Hanrahan has been testing it out. She joins us now live from the DVAP, one of my family's favorite places. I miss it so much, and I'm so envious of your view right now, Kathy. Oh,
it is a beautiful view. I mean, take a look. I worked yesterday being able to watch, you know, they're working on the field a little bit. They had some tractors, the birds. Oh, there's so many birds just kind of like swarming around, a little chirping. It's nice to be back with nature. It's really, really nice.
So, Kathy, this is new that they're now renting out suites so that people can work. How does this work?
Okay, so you can contact the Bulls. They have a whole bunch of luxury suites, and you can rent them from Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5 p.m. You can work in there. I'll take you inside the suite I've been working in. I worked yesterday here. You just apply for it. You just put in your little thing. It's $100 for a day for a regular suite and $150 for the owner's suite. That's a pretty good deal, and the owner's suite is a pretty nice, you know, I'm next to the owner's suite, and believe me, I'm like, oh, that's nice. I want to go check that out.
That sounds fantastic. Yes, you get a great view. You have a great Wi-Fi. And as you take us into one of the suites there, what about food options? Because I do love the food at the DPAP.
Well, they've got snacks. So you can buy some snacks while you're here. They have a little snack bar. And you also can check out all of the really cool restaurants that they've got available. As you can see, this is the suite that I've been hanging out in. Very nice white tablecloth. And it's got just an amazing view. And one of the really cool things is you're able to just look at the ballpark the whole day. I mean, that's probably the biggest draw here. But one of the really cool things is that you can walk down to all of the restaurants that you kind of miss. Like, I don't know about you, but I missed Tobacco Road and Moe's and Only Burger. Well, they're right here in walkable distance. So you can pop your mask on, go all the way down there and pick up some food and bring it back up to your suite and enjoy.
And we should point out safety first too. Masks are required when you do rent out these suites. But they're taking reservations. We have all that information on our website on WRL.com and on Out and About. Kathy Hanrahan, thank you so much and enjoy your work day. I know you'll be very productive today with that view.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Good to see you.
Excellent. Well, the news continues now. Wake County launching a new COVID-19 testing site today in Zebulon. The drive-through site is at Zebulon Community Park and South Arundel Avenue. Zebulon has one of the highest positivity rates in North Carolina. The new drive-through testing will run permanently 7 days a week from 8:30 a.m. until 5 p.m. There's no cost or appointment needed and no insurance or ID required.
Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Board is waiting to finish a schedule for its hybrid. The next meeting is February 18th. Meanwhile, going back to the classroom is on pause in Nash County. The Board of Education voted to extend remote learning until at least March 22nd. Board members say this is due to the high number of COVID cases and because teachers haven't had the opportunity to get vaccinated.
State leaders around the country say they could be faced with a vaccine shortage. At least a dozen states say they're running out of doses. Clinics are closing down, appointments rescheduled. Some states are having to roll back eligibility requirements. New York City's mayor says his city could run out of doses this week.
The vaccine supply in America should have increased every single week. And we found that we hit a wall quickly.
The shortages are a reversal of from just a few weeks ago when many states didn't have enough space or people to administer all the shots.
And as vaccines continue to be in short supply, CDC says there is some wiggle room on when you can get your second dose. The agency says you can wait up to 6 weeks after receiving your first dose and still get the efficacy. But the CDC also says the second dose should be administered as close to the suggested interval as possible. So it's 21 days if you're getting the Pfizer vaccine, You have 28 days for the Moderna vaccine.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi could send the impeachment article against President Trump to the U.S. Senate as early as today. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell wants to delay the impeachment trial, though, to give both sides more time to prepare. That was the Republican leader's proposal to newly sworn in Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, asking for proceedings to begin next month. Now, Schumer could be open to that proposal, giving him more time to confirm President Joe Biden's cabinet nominees.
Thousands of National Guard troops were moved to a parking garage. CNN reports multiple guardsmen saying that they were told they could no longer use space within the U.S. Capitol building. The National Guard Bureau says the troop location was temporary because Congress was in session. Officials told the Washington Post the guard members have hotel rooms to sleep in, but soldiers on duty for a day or two nap wherever they can. Who could forget Amanda Gorman, the youth poet laureate who made history by becoming the youngest person to ever recite an inaugural poem? Just hours after her powerful performance, her books jumped to the top of Amazon's best-selling list. And get this, they're not even out yet. The 22-year-old holds the two top spots on Amazon with The Hill We Climb poems. That's what she read. And at number one, Change Sings, a children's anthem, in second place. The books are expected to be released September 21st.
And that's the good news. They're not even out yet. How incredible is that? Oh, my goodness.
No surprise.
Exactly. Well, two veteran quarterbacks face off in the NFC Championship game Sunday right here on Fox 50. Tom Brady and the Bucks versus Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Now, for the Packers, a win would send Rodgers to the Super Bowl for the second time in his career. If Tampa wins, it will be the first time in league history with a Super Bowl featuring a team playing in its own home stadium. Well, pregame coverage starts at noon Sunday right here on Fox 50. The winner will play either the Chiefs or the Bills in the Super Bowl.
People in Durham can help decide the design for new crosswalk art. Five artists have designed art that will help make West Club Boulevard safer. Now through February 1st, Durham residents can vote on their top choice. The goal? To transform the crosswalks at West Club Boulevard and Glendale Avenue and to make the intersection safer for pedestrians. Some really interesting designs. City leaders say there's a speeding problem near Club Boulevard Elementary, Northgate Mall, and Ellery Creek Trail. If you'd like to vote on this artwork, you'll find the designs and poll at durhamnc.gov. We'll get another check of your weather and traffic next.